Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And our studio is awash with red, white, and blue. Is it bunting? No, it's tomatoes and corn chips, because Thursday is the 4th of July. So, of course, Here Now resident chef Kathy Gunst has got your back. And, Kathy, you are going beyond the white flag cake with blueberries and strawberries for Stars and Stripes. Sorry, it's my specialty.
Why, of course I'm going beyond.
Of course you are.
That's what I'm here for.
And holidays do this. I mean, you've got red and green for Christmas and, green for St. Patty's or red for Valentine's Day. But the 4th has blue.
It does, which is kind of a tough one. Yeah, I mean, the obvious ones are blue corn, blue potatoes, blueberries. So the blue presents a problem.
Yeah.
But I decided to start with blue corn nachos with red tomatoes, red salsa, and of course a white sour cream. Mm-hmm. But to take it that extra step, I sauteed some cooked black beans with garlic and olive oil, mm-hmm. and that's on the bottom, full of the corn chips, then the beans, then tomato salsa, some fresh tomatoes, white cheddar, sharp white cheddar, and crumbled blue cheese.
Oh my goodness.
And you might be saying, wait, blue cheese on nachos, a little too weird?
Mm-mm.
No, right?
I'm not saying that.
Isn't it a revelation?
Lisa, are you saying that?
I'm not saying it.
Lisa's
all.
Not saying
no,
it.
In it's fact, so
she's
good.
eating her nachos with a fork. She's so proper. I'm really
but just
impressed.
For a little of anarchy, we do have some green flat parsley and a little bit of avocado.
Actually, it's cilantro from the garden because
yes,
I had
that's
to.
What I
meant. So yeah, I'm a rebel. You know, red, white, blue, and green. Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that blue cheese on the nachos. Was like, why didn't I think of this about 20 years ago?
This is amazing. Okay, so that's that. And then next to that, we have the tortilla.
It's actually a tostada.
Oh, sorry.
And it's okay. A tostada is a tortilla.
Oh.
This is a blue corn tortilla made from blue corn. And to make a tostada, what you do is you take a small skillet, mm-hmm. add about a third of a cup of a neutral oil, get it super hot. It's like a quarter of an inch thick. You know, comes up to the on the side of the pan, and then you drop your blue corn tortillas into the hot oil for literally 30, 40 seconds, flip it over 30, 40 seconds. And then I took blue crab meat and tossed that with scallions and lime juice and salt and peppers, surrounded it with ripe tomatoes. Again, the rebel, the green avocado. But at the base of it is a lime sour cream mixture with lots of lime zest. So you get crunch, sweetness, tart. It's kind of great.
Yeah, it is.
Kind of great. And we should say the blue crab meat is actually blue crab meat because it's not really blue.
They're called the Chesapeake blue crab.
Yes.
It's difficult to find in many parts of the country. This is all just, you know, very clever. But you can use any type of crab meat. Hopefully fresh, not frozen. But Chesapeake blue crabs actually have a sapphire tinted claw. They're very delicate and sweet. Some people compare them to West Coast Dungeness crab.
Hmm. Okay. So it's symbolic. I mean, the blue cheese isn't, you know, dark blue and the crab isn't blue, but it's the thought.
Well, it's
we're gonna let
wait, Robin, I take exception to this.
Okay.
It's more than symbolic. It's about flavor balance, texture balance. I will never create food just based on color. I have a friend who's an artist, and she makes the most beautiful food, but it's not necessarily edible.
No, and I think what you've done is amazing, because if it were me and I was assigned this, it would be frosting.
Right.
Just, that's all we do. Now, you said something was tart. We actually have, I think, a tart.
It is a tart. It's my strawberry, blueberry, and creme fraiche tart. Mm. I call it Make America Sweet Again. Uh-huh.
It's a hat. I see it coming.
It's a red hat, right. So it is obviously red, white, and blue. Red with local strawberries from my neighbor. They are at their peak right now. They're just dripping with sweet juice. Blueberries, which are just starting across the country. And then creme fraiche, you could use mascarpone. You could also use sour cream, is at the base of the tart with just a touch of sugar. And the great thing is you can make the crust ahead of time, or you can buy one. Mm-hmm. And you put this thing together in about 10 minutes. You sprinkle the strawberries with the tiniest bit of sugar, particularly if you're getting good local seasonal strawberries. They don't need much.
Delicious.
So this is all fantastic. But let's just say you're holding out on us. Are there a few other things that we should be thinking about?
I like that, but. Oh, well, let's see. There's the obvious potato salad, the classic July 4th that you could do with red potatoes, white potatoes, and Peruvian blue potatoes mixed with the classic mayo, maybe some chopped up red peppers in there. That would be very red, white, and blue. Watermelon is the sweet, brilliant, refresh. I mean, it's supposed to be extremely hot through much of the country this weekend. Watermelon is never a bad idea. You can actually grill it. You can serve it with feta cheese and black olives. I wouldn't do it with blueberries, but maybe.
Yeah, and there's always frosting. Kathy, so thanks so much. Red, white, and blue food for your holiday with here now resident chef Kathy Gunst. And we'll have all of her recipes. It's just delicious at herenow.org. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th to everybody.